Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this week. We've got a member of the new band, which is called Gone Is Gone, the band made up of members of Queens of the Stone Age, At the Drive-In, and Mastodon. We've got Troy Sanders of Mastodon with us on the phone tonight. How you doing?
I am 4 out of 5 stars right now, which is really good.
4 out of 5, that's not bad. I usually will pick that movie on Netflix if it's like at least 4 out of 5, you know? That's
some
good.
Some of my favorites are always 3, 3 and a quarter, you know? So I don't go by the populated judgment, you know, sometimes. You never know. You have to choose and judge for yourself.
That's true. That's very true. Gone Is Gone, self-titled debut album coming out on July 8th. And tell me, Troy, what makes a creative outlet like Gone Is Gone important at this point in your career with Mastodon?
Very good question. The last thing I would ever do is search or hunt for another band or another project or something to further spread myself out thinner or to occupy more time, because when I'm home, I enjoy my home time. So the last thing I would really want to do is to make less home time, because I like where I live and I like my family. But sometimes opportunities come up that are kind of what I call a dream gig, and that's what happened with Gone Is Gone. I was my friend Troy Van Loan called me on the phone 3 or 4 years ago and asked if I would be interested in hearing something that he's a part of and that's on the ground taking off. And he's one of my favorite people and one of my favorite guitar players of all time. I think he has a class and a taste with his tone and his style that is untouchable. And so when someone like that physically calls me on the phone and asks me to be a part of a potential collaboration, I have to say yes. I believe in stars aligning and opportunities presented to you for the right reasons, potentially. So I said yes immediately. Flew to Los Angeles to meet with these three guys and start laying vocals down right away for this band that they had created.
The Gone Is Gone album comes out on July 8th. Troy Sanders with us tonight. Here's a tune from the Gone Is Gone record. This is Violescent. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Troy Sanders of Mastodon on the show with us tonight, talking about his new band, Gone Is Gone. And it's been made to sound like it. It seems like, you know, you heard the music immediately and literally, like, boarded a plane to join the band. What drew you in so quickly?
Oh, well, I heard the music that they were putting together. And this initially, this band was accidentally created in a wonderful way. It was, it started as a two-piece with Mike Farron and Tony Gajar composing music for film trailers and for video games. And they've collaborated a lot of music together, and there was some songs that felt like it needed guitar or other instruments. And that slowly grew to a point where they're like, wow, this could be a full-on band. We could use some vocals. My name came up several times, and when I got that phone call, I wasn't going to let that opportunity slip through my fingers. So the music that I heard, it just drew me right in. It felt accessible. It felt dreamy. It felt heavy. And it felt like it had a load of potential. So that's what drew me in initially. And these three guys I have been inspired by and respect madly. So to give it a shot was, you know, you owe it to yourself sometimes to at least give something a shot, see how it pans out. I'm so glad it worked out for the better. I couldn't believe they called and asked me to be a part of it. It was a very, very humbling moment.
Troy Sanders with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, Jamie Josta checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Got music from Revocation coming up and more with Troy. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Troy Sanders of Mastodon on the show with us tonight, talking about the band Gone Is Gone. Self-titled debut album coming out on July 8th. And Troy, how familiar were you with the other guys, both musically and personally, before Gone Is Gone?
I had befriended Troy Van Loan, as Mastodon and Queens of the Stone Age have shared many stages together. And we always felt that we should do something in the future together, whether it's owning a business, running a bar, starting a band, whatever, because we truly believe that two Troys are better than one. So the power was in our favor. I was familiar with Tony's band at the Drive-In, as we've done many shows with their that half later band, Mars Volta. But I really didn't know Mike Theron or Tony Ajar on a personal level. So we hung out for hours before we even made music, because that's the most important thing, in my opinion. And theirs as well, is that you need to befriend one another and start a relationship from the ground up, as opposed to just scratching all the personal stuff and jumping right into business or making music. Everything this band has done and so far has been very, very, it's grown very, very naturally. And I really love that aspect about these guys. So now we're all best friends and everything is great.
Troy Sanders of Mastodon on the show with us again, talking about his new project, Gone Is Gone. The album comes out on July 8th. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We've got music from Gojira. Troy's gonna pick music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie with Troy Sanders of Mastodon on the show with us tonight, talking about his new band, Gone Is Gone. And there was already music written when you got involved. How much did it evolve and change with your participation?
What makes up this new record of ours coming out, our first record next month, that music was composed and arranged all instrumentally before I was brought on board. They took their time tossing around ideas of vocalists to ask to come into the picture. And my name came up several times, they said, and getting that phone call was an incredible moment, and I owed it to myself to go give this a shot. So I came in and laid down vocals and started letting the music play in my head and just trying to write the best vocals as I could, vocal patterns, lyrics, etc. And the things I started doing connected with them right away, and they're like, yep, that's what we're looking for. Keep going with that. Keep going with that. So they kind of gave me the vocal reins, open slate. And so with this record, I brought all the lyrics and vocals to it. As simple as that.
Full Metal Jackie with Troy Sanders on the show with us. The Gone Is Gone record coming out on July 8th. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Slayer and more with Troy. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Troy Sanders on the show with us tonight. Again, we're talking about Gone Is Gone. Troy, what's the most distracting thing about being categorized as a supergroup?
I feel like it misrepresents how and why it was formed. When I was mentioning, like, the four of us aren't looking for more bands to be in. We're not looking to travel and tour the world more than we are already fulfilled by our other bands. So when this thing happened, it was very organic, and that's a wonderful way to be created. But I don't like the term supergroup, because we weren't put together. We didn't piece this together to try to achieve any more success or fame just by having some names in the band that are marginally famous, you know. I think a lot of people feel that it was pieced together for a reason outside of just being fulfilled musically and rewarded by being in each other's presence and creating together. The reason a lot of bands that are in other bands form a new band is because those are the people that are in our circle. When all of us travel and tour so much, there's so much downtime, that what do you do mostly is you hang out in dressing rooms of other bands and you befriend one another and you cross paths over and over and over. So when it's time to start collaborating or starting something new, you're familiar with the people. You're like, oh, I like that guy's drumming and he's a cool dude. We should ask him. So a lot of times bands are put together at this phase of our careers that it comprises members of other somewhat established bands. And that's just a natural progression. I mean, if those guys wanted to piece together a band that would be really successful and really famous and really gathered lots of attention, they wouldn't have picked me to front the band, you know? That's the last thing they need is a hairy fuzzball trying to, you know, be a singer of a band. So I think it's just a popular misconception that supergroups are formed for other and, you know, for different agendas than just trying to collaborate with your friends and create something that is rewarding and fulfilling to yourself.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Troy Sanders. Gotta take a quick break. But coming up next, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to get to a new tune off the latest Hatebreed album. More with Troy Sanders. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Troy Sanders of Mastodon. Pick up the Gone Is Gone album. Again, it features members of Queens of the Stone Age, At the Drive-In, and Mastodon. And Troy, is there going to be any kind of touring, or what does 2016 look like for Gone Is Gone?
We are going to do a few shows around the release of the record in the Los Angeles area, New York, and I think D.C. that's the main difference between this band and our others, is that we cannot afford to tour 2 years on a record cycle. We're basically going to tour for 2 weeks. So we hope that these short and sweet shows and little runs around the U.S. and hopefully overseas, that they'll hold something special. They will for us, at least. But we will be promoting it as heavily as we can, because we're excited about it. We've been living on it for several years now. So there'll be some shows sprinkled around, and we're going to try to stay as busy as possible. But we'll see what reality holds in store for us.
And also, what could you tell us about what's happening with Mastodon?
Mastodon, good question. I'm driving to band practice right now to meet the Mastodon guy. We are, we've dedicated this year to writing and recording a new record. So at the moment, we're neck deep in loads and loads of skeletons of song structures. Today we're working on vocals for some of the songs. It's coming together nicely. I'm super excited about it. But there's no time frame on when this will be done and when we will actually record for a release date. We don't really like to put any timetables on our shoulders to weigh us down. We just kind of take it as far as we can, get in the studio and hash it out when we're all super comfortable with it. So right now, we're just neck deep in demos. We're at a good spot where it's overwhelming with a lot of ideas. It's the opposite of writer's block at the moment. So it's a wonderful spot to be in. But outside of a one-month tour in August, we've dedicated the whole year to writing this record and getting it done.
Awesome. Well, good luck with all that is to come with your many bands.
Awesome. Thanks again.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.